Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, let's bring in David Eckert from Blue White Illustrated on 3.com. David, welcome. Great to have you with us.
How you doing, Steve?
Okay. What did you think of the end of the game yesterday? Because obviously something went askew with the clock.
Yeah, it was bizarre. but, you know, I mean, it was a chaotic end, and I guess the clock just kind of added to it, right? I mean, I don't know. It seemed like Seth Lundy could tell that something was up. But what did you see? Because I didn't read anything about the clock going askew, so this is a little over my head.
Well, the ball goes into Seth, and you got to look at the tape. It's the tape that's the whole thing. He touches the ball at 5.8. Now, if Jelani had touched it, the clock starts, but he didn't. Then okay. Harper's pretty close, but it didn't look like Harper touched it either. The first guy to touch it was Seth, and he touched it with 5.8, and the play started at 7.2. And that's the... You sit back and say, why does this stuff keep happening like this? I mean, and that's the part that's really just Dick and I said to each other after the game yesterday, every time we feel like there's a different way to lose, something else happens that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that definitely fits in that category, right? It's just, they've had a hard time with the officials this year, haven't they? Like, if it's not free throws, it's something else. You look at some of the road games that they've lost, or even some of the home games, really, where you would kind of expect to get that rub of the grain, and they haven't. And, you know, this is a team that maybe unlike some of the other Penn State teams of the past where you might be able to understand that disparity, they go inside. They get buckets in the paint.
Yeah, so they do, yeah.
It's weird.
The one thing I'll say about Jalen, though, and I said this on the broadcast yesterday, when he goes into the paint and he shoots, he usually fades. And that doesn't help you drawing fouls.
No, you're right. The one who really gets me, though, Steve, is Sam Stephens. And I think, you know, Micah Shrewsbury has said this. Like, you know, I mean, he can't get a foul call to save his life. Seriously. He lives at the rim. That's his game. He drives the ball to the rim.
Right.
That's his bread and butter. And how many times has he gone to the free throw line after one of those drives?
This will be one of those tests on Wednesday night because he'll get opportunities to go into the lane against this team.
Yeah.
And we'll see how, they let him go. They let him go. He has to finish. That's one thing. Penn State missed their first 7 layups yesterday. And you're sitting like, layups? I mean, there's different kinds of layups, but there are a couple where you're like, you can't. I just looked around and said, really? Come on. I mean, I didn't say they were fouls. They just missed layups.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't do that on the road, right? Like, I mean, especially there. Like, that's as tough an environment as you'll play in anywhere. You know,
yeah, it really is. You know what, David? That's always been a really good home court. Even back in the Atlantic 10 days, it was a really good home court. I go back that far. I'm looking around thinking I'm the only survivor in this building from the Atlantic 10. So now they get into this matchup with Minnesota. Now, the game here was no contest. Game out there is a really good contest. What do they need? Is it really the defensive end that's going to be the critical part of this?
I think the critical part of it is Minnesota's light scoring center, Eric Curry, not randomly hitting 8 jump shots and scoring 20 points or whatever.
Yeah, 22. Yeah, 22.
That's one of the few teams in the Big Ten, Steve, that you know, you just feel like Penn State is better than at this point, even from like a talent perspective, right? Like I would take Penn State, you know, the guys that Penn State roll out there over what Minnesota does. So, yeah, I mean, you know, they've got to defend, but they've got to make threes, right? Like, you can't, and that's the coin flip of all of this, is you can't start one of 16, I think it was, from three-point range like they did against Rutgers on Sunday and beat teams in the Big Ten. Like, that's just, so to me, that's what I've got circled, is can they hit their threes? And if they do, you know, there's not really anybody that, outside of maybe a few teams in the country, that you wouldn't say that they could give a game to. But that's the critical thing for me, is just cashing in on those opportunities, which they did not do yesterday.
If they can hit 8 to 10 threes,
yep.
I think that, you know, that bodes well. The other part, Minnesota is not very good at defending the lane. And this could be a game where, if he stays out of foul trouble, John Herrera and Sam Sessoms each could have some decent games. And plus, they'll have Greg Lee this time, too.
Yeah, no doubt. I was shocked by the way that they defended the pick and roll at the Jordan Center 2 weeks ago or whenever it was. I mean, it was just bad. Every time Penn State ran that action with John and Jalen, you know, kind of that ball screen at the top of the key,
mm-hmm.
You know, Jalen got an open jump shot, or John got a layup. It's like, it was like they'd never seen a pick and roll before in their life. But you're right. Definitely a team that they can get the ball inside against, for sure.
When you looked at the Big Ten this year, now some are saying, I know Mike DeCourcy's saying as many as 8 Big Ten teams could make it. He very well might be right. How good do you think the league actually is?
I think it's good. It's not, I don't think it's at the level of, you know, maybe the last couple years where it was far and away the best conference in college basketball, you know. I think the SEC probably gives it a run for its money. The Big 12 is always good, but 8 feels like a good number to me, 8 or 9, as far as NCAA tournament first. I don't know what you think there, Steve, but that kind of seems like it hits.
Yeah, eight seems about right. I think a couple things. Number one, I know Iowa lost last night, but I think they've got a really good chance of advancing in the tournament by the way they're playing right now. Number two, 8 seems about right. The league is not as good as it was 2 years ago, and the element is going to hurt them, believe it or not. And this is not a knock. This is more of how the conference wants it officiated. It's not a knock on officiating. There's a big difference between the two. These guys are officiating the way the conference wants them to officiate. They get in trouble in the NCAA tournament, the Big Ten does, because things that might not be fouls in this conference end up being fouls in other conferences. And they are not getting Big Ten referees in the NCAA tournament. They're getting various conferences.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, I never thought about it that way. But yeah, I mean, Big Ten basketball is physical, right? And I think the Big Ten likes it that way. That's kind of the brand, whether it's always pleasant to watch or not, you know. But, yeah, that's an excellent point. I never really connected those dots. That's probably, you know, a factor as to why we haven't really seen a Big Ten team. How long has it been since a Big Ten team won the title? It's been a while, hasn't it?
2000?
So, yeah.
2001? So,
yeah.
In Michigan State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
I have to ask you about hockey. What a great weekend. I mean, to go in there and lose the first and win the next two, and, I mean, to do it in the way they did it, how impressed were you by that?
I was super impressed, and your last point is the reason why I was really impressed, is because we all kind of, like, associate, if you watch Penn State hockey, you know that Penn State hockey just, it's all attack all the time. And if you give up an odd man rush the other way, that's fine, because we're just going to attack and try to outscore the other team. And that's not what this was. This was very disciplined, defensively sound hockey for, you know, the majority of the series, especially in game 3 on Sunday. I think Ohio State only had like maybe 20, 22 shots.
Right.
I don't have the final numbers in front of me, which for Penn State, a Penn State game, that is low. So, yeah, I was really impressed with how they played that game. And, you know, great story, too. Dylan Lugris scores the game winner.
Yes.
He was actually a mid-season addition this year. They picked him out of the NCDC, which is not a junior hockey league that produces a ton of Division I talent. You know, when I was kind of surprised that they would even take a guy from that league, to be totally honest with you. And he comes in and you know, a huge goal, had a goal earlier in the series as well. So, yeah, just an awesome weekend for them for sure.
And now it's, hey, you know what? It's one shot each time.
Hey, yeah.
If you're the one that has the really good day, okay, just go out and have a really good day.
Yeah.
And you can advance.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the other aspect of it is they've got a goalie that looks like he's getting hot. Liam Soulier, who he's a sophomore, kind of seems to have wrested the job from Oscar Audio. So, yeah, you know, I mean, you're right. Like, in Minnesota, if you follow the history of Penn State hockey at all, you know Penn State tends to do well against Minnesota in the Big Ten playoffs. So, and that's going to be I mean, Minnesota can't get anybody to its games. It's a shame. You know, that building is not going to be like what the building in Ann Arbor is going to be with Michigan and Notre Dame next weekend.
Right.
So I think Penn State kind of got, to me, the better of the draw here. They've already won at Minnesota this year once. So, you know, would I pick them to do it? Probably not. But do I think it's out of the question? Definitely not. Mm. So we'll see. We'll see what they can do here.
Well, people didn't pick them in a best of three against Ohio State.
So. Nope. You're right.
Why not?
Nope.
Hey, I mean, yep. I think it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm thrilled for him. Thrilled for Brian. Yeah. So, I'm always thrilled for Brian. David, absolute pleasure. First time we've had you on the show. It won't be the last time we ask you, and it's going to be up to you as to whether we want to do it. Hey, that's always the issue. Hey, we'll love to have you back. Yeah, sure.
No worries on my end, Steve. Anytime you want me, I'm around.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it. You do a great job.
All right. Thanks, Steve.